Welcome to Chimpions. This actual play RPG podcast takes place in a setting based on the Secret World Chronicle novels. We use the Hero System 5th edition rules to follow the escapades of a team of metahumans working for the Echo organization. Starring Matt as Bullet.
It's only now it becomes apparent that it was all Shockwave's fault.
Paul as Shockwave.
Because she was giving it to me. Most powerful thing I've ever felt.
Scott as Stratus.
Basically, your boss is a Class A asshole.
And me, your GM, Mark.
Yeah, your alarms go off at, what, 7 o'clock, I guess?
Yeah.
I don't know, Shockwave's a pretty fast driver, I was thinking.
Yeah. 10 to 8.
I'd already be up anyway, meditating.
Okay.
I have to, so I've got no powers for the day. Welcome back, part 2.
Yeah, I don't think it was quite long enough to do a split. I think this is either going to be a really long episode, but there's a bit of waffle at the beginning. So we'll see.
Oh.
Yeah. So just in case we need to do this. So welcome back to Chimpions.
Hello again.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Three.
Yay.
Go.
Sorry. So before we enter the campus, if you could just slow down a moment, Shockwave, we've got a couple of minutes to spare. Hopefully.
Did I get those things from Vicky?
Yeah, you did. You received two files. One's like a quite simple but strange geometric pattern. What do you think? I'm guessing, you know, you were doing a science degree and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you think, yeah, I can memorise that. You know, I have to learn all these equations or whatever. Now, the other's an audio clip and it's probably only 5 or 6 seconds long. Sounds like complete gibberish.
Right, okay.
Yeah, you reckon you can learn that, and we'll do a little roll for that later on.
Okay, I'll keep it playing on my Echo Jack turned down, so I almost learn it by osmosis.
Osmosis.
Yeah.
So yeah, sorry, boy.
Down, boy.
Yeah, just when we when the Thule attacked, I think the area around the campus had taken a bit of a beating. There were lots of, you know, obviously lots of empty places where Shockwave and I were able to hide from the Thule troopers. Is it kind of returning to normality, or are any of the places sort of derelict or you know, closed up, you know, condemned or whatever, you know, surrounding the campus?
Yeah, the city in general has fallen into sort of a strange, yeah, slightly strange and unnatural rhythm, you know, because things have changed. And in general, you know, there are, you know, some heavily damaged areas of the city, primarily the main roadways, which they seem to have just gone down and destroyed both, you know, the roads and the buildings surround them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they're now referred to as destruction corridors. The main loop road around Atlanta is heavily damaged, and there's a lot of construction work going on that. Although there was quite a big period of retrieving bodies and damaged vehicles. So yeah, there's a lot of derelict buildings around the city. And there's certain pockets within the city where, because of the way the destruction corridors cut across, have almost become islands of their own.
Hmm.
Not because they're inaccessible by foot, but they're inaccessible by vehicle. And a lot of the building and repair work, policing work, has rightly or wrongly focused on the more affluent areas.
Yeah, we've already encountered that.
Yeah, so on the pessimistic side, it's like, you know, sod the poor, concentrate on the rich. On the optimistic side, it's more, well, those affluent areas are the ones that bring the keep the economy going, so we need to focus on those first.
Bring the votes in.
Well, yeah. As you can look at it one or two either way. It's like, you know, sod the poor, or is it because, you know, they're the more key areas around the Echo Campus. So the Echo Campus itself, there's a lot of work going on there. They're trying to, salvage what they can, get the administration building and the accommodation back into working order. So there's a lot of work going on there, and, you know, any visit to the Echo Campus at the moment is now met with sounds of, you know, construction work and lots of construction workers knocking about as well. But those main lawned areas are still full of, most of the tents have gone now. They're mostly, sort of prefab buildings, you sort of trailers, that sort of thing. But outside the campus, there's a lot of damaged buildings, and some of them would be derelict, yes.
Okay. So the sort of blocks adjacent to it, some of them are still derelict. Okay. I was just going to note one or two locations for future reference.
Ironically, probably the buildings around the campus aren't as badly damaged as you would expect, because it seems the brunt of the attack was aimed inward towards the campus rather than outwards.
Okay, cool. Anything that looks like it, you know, isn't currently habited, or, you know, looks like it's unfit for habitation, you know, whether from some splashback or whatever.
Okay. So then you head in. Yeah, so it's 8. So there are people, you know, it's not quiet, but it's, you know, it's a little before the average working day, so it's a bit quieter than that. You head to Ramona's trailer, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she's there waiting for you.
Good morning.
Good morning. You see, she looks a little dishevelled and, a little drawn and, sort of dark circles under her eyes. And she says, first things first. Stratos, could I just watch the clip again? I want to make sure that my memory... That I have things straight.
You can? I'll show it to her.
Yeah, cast it again if she wants it. She says, yeah, so... my memory is right enough. She says, look, here's how I see it. The reason I approached you first is because you obviously work well together as a team, from what I can see. Obviously, when Bastion joined you, you seemed to gel a little bit more than when you were with Ironhorn. And your running pride is immaterial under another leader. You'd have been getting a pat on the back for initiative rather than...
Yes, that's what I would have thought.
Being reprimanded for breaking the rules. But that's leadership and that's immaterial.
Was that a run-in? Oh, I thought it was...
Well, sorry. Yes, so maybe I phrased that badly. Your slight reprimand for not following the rules.
Yeah, I'm not picking on you, Ramona.
No. I'm used to managing myself. This is all quite new to me. So the reason I approached you is because you showed initiative, as I said at the time. You maybe didn't have the ties that would bind you so much. And, you know, I did ask you if you would be willing to bend the law, because I thought you might be.
Sometimes the law needs to be bent.
So she sort of, you almost see her steel herself. Picks up one of those manila envelopes from the mounds of crap paperwork sprawled across there. Said, look, this arrived this morning. This is probably quite fortuitous. I couldn't have timed it better if I wanted to. And she drops it on your side of the desk.
Let's open it up.
3 tickets for Disney World.
It's a picture of your mum with no clothes on. So yeah, you open it up and you pull it out, and you pull out of it 2 glossy magazines.
Did your mum?
my subscriptions come through.
first magazine is, you're going to like this, the first magazine you see is you know, standard size magazine, glossy finish, and it's called Teen Queen. And it's obviously a teenager's magazine, you know, it's got a main front cover, you know, it sort of splashes, you know, bubbles with like little, you know, story headlines in them with things like, you know, 10 ways to,
pop your spot.
10 ways to get your man and, you know, how to look like a teenage rock star on your allowance. But the main picture in the background is obviously a metahuman, a handsome metahuman, bare-chested, nano-weave pants and, you know, standard combat combat boots, no top, large black wings, and like a Union Jack draped over one shoulder.
Bloody English.
Yeah, bloody English. And, you know, underneath it says, Corby tells us why he loves America and what he misses about home. And then the other one is a magazine aimed more at a... Oh God, I was trying to think how to phrase this. A mature audience. And by mature, I don't mean porn. You know, like an adult audience. It's more like a society gossip magazine called Harper's. And on the front cover of that is, again, a picture of a load of metas. And in fact, it says the headline is Sexy Healers of Echo. And the picture is about seven women, six who are stood up in what looks like the Echo Meds scrubs at first glance, but after a moment's concentration, you realise that they aren't the Echo scrubs because they're far too form-fitting, and you've never seen one of the Echo meta healers tottering around in high heels and stockings. Also, the skirts are so short that they could never attend to a patient without revealing all they got by bending over them. And front and centre is another meta, but you recognise two of the metas. One of the girls in the background is Ironhorn, and whereas all the others are in sort of, you know, they've obviously been artfully posed to look as alluring as possible, but Ironhorn, whereas the others are all sort of pouty, Ironhorn looks quite stern. She ain't happy to be there. But front and centre is a meta you've met a couple of times, which is Belladonna Blue, that you met at Vicky's.
Oh, yeah.
She's in the front and centre, but she's not wearing the blue scrubs that the others are wearing. She's wearing like a white doctor's uniform that looks like it was bought at Ann Summers. Which is like, obviously clashes quite heavily with her blue skin. And she does look like she might have done this professionally. And as you sort of take these in, you know, Ramona says, so the reason this is good timing is because this is the lengths we are now going to win the public over. We're trying to make the public see, you know, renewed that we're just humans. Well, I say we, I'm not a metahuman, but the metahumans are just humans with talents. They are not another species. Corby's article tells of his trials when his meta abilities first manifested and the tribulations and why he was ostracized and why he came to the US. And although the splash and the pictures inside the Harper's magazine are obviously rather sexualized, the stories are far from it. And they're just trying to drive home that although these healers have meta powers, they are all trained doctors. They have to train. The meta healers don't make them, you know, meta healing abilities don't make them God. And the reason this is pertinent is because since the attack, there's been so much disquiet. You must have heard some of it. We were only attacked because we've got metahumans. Was this the metahumans doing it? Is it a ruse? Etc. Etc. The right wing are going crazy. And the summary execution of a bound prisoner in the back of a van could undermine this in a second.
Meta prisoner
or not. War.
Evil meta prisoner.
War or peace. It's an execution. I appreciate why you did it. I've lost colleagues. I've wanted to go after criminals and not put them in a cell. But if this was to get out to the press, can you imagine the storm this would cause?
You see, you have to think of it on the lines of another matter. Just because his arms were bound did not encumber him. It did not make him any less dangerous.
So, let me put this to you then. I appreciate what you're saying. I do sympathise. A bound man with a knife in his hand, or a gun in his hand, with a normal man, and the normal man beats him to death.
Again, it is hard to justify and quantify the actions because of, you know, the infinite scope of what can happen. A normal man being bound, you know, is rendered unable to defend himself. Even though this person was bound, you know, he was attacking us. It's different. It does not fall within the normal bounds of law.
Unfortunately, it does fall within the normal bounds of law.
Mm. So, are
and
you
as I
saying...
say, I am certainly not unsympathetic. Hence why I've had so little sleep.
So, look, what do we do?
I see it this way. you're right. You do have options, and I'm dancing around them because, in the right circumstances, I think anyone could put themselves in your shoes. The reality is, if this were to get out, it would fuel the antimatter stuff.
Meta hate.
Whether he was meta or not, the underlying fear, which I'm sure Pride told you, because it's his go-to argument, is that people fear metas. That's why we have all these rules and regulations. Because of what you... And I don't mean to offend, but what you can do. I work with metas every day. I see you on... Just the same as me, you just are able to do things I'm not able to do. The general public don't see that. And the fear that somehow the metas will rise up and take over the world, or the grand conspiracy theories, could easily become more than fringe. Anyway, sorry, I still dally. I see the options as this, all of which but one make me complicit with you. And that the one that doesn't make me complicit is the one I would recommend you do not take. You could fill your report inaccurately, hand it in, turn in the body. I recommend you don't do that. I think you would be almost certainly found guilty and imprisoned. If you weren't found guilty, in my estimation, and because I cannot voice the question, in my estimation, you would be kicked out of Echo. Your second option is you resign and you find yourself a nice day job and disappear and live a mundane life. I can't see any Echo operative doing that, but it is an option.
I quite like filing.
Yeah, you could do with a secretary. Look at the state of this place.
Yeah.
The third option is you fill in your report, but you rewrite the ending and we lose that video footage, or we don't submit it. And Schwarzer Ritter died in the way he died, and we hand his body in, but you change the details to make him not look bound and gagged.
Well, it was unfortunate, but he died in the cellar, in the final confrontation.
My one stipulation with that final option, which I think is your best, is you resign.
Hmm.
If you take that option, or the option of going quietly and finding a nice day job. You could go vigilante. Again, I wouldn't recommend that. Echo will hunt you down. And you would know from your experience, a rogue meta vigilante Echo would go after. Because again, even though they're not members of Echo, it looks bad on the metahuman community. I know you've got the metahuman criminals, but there's that getting out of control, Laurenton themselves sort of scenario. And then she says, and because as ex-Echo operatives, that would reflect badly on Echo. So they would redouble their efforts to capture you. The only option I see open to you that I think is realistic is you lie, I sign it off. You resign, and if you decide not to disappear into the abyss and live a mundane life, you join the only other metahuman organization that I would condone without turning you in, which would be the CCCP, if they will have you. If you join Black Snake, I will, no matter what it costs me, turn you in.
Okay, Ramona, why do you insist that we resign?
Because I can't allow you to get away with this and remain members of Echo. My
get away with what?
Will not allow it.
Well, firstly, Stratus didn't do anything, so you should be talking to me in Shockwave.
Stratus is your team leader. He remains responsible for your actions.
We are all complicit. Schwarzer Ritter died in combat. That is what happened.
And trust me, I...
Again, because he was bound does not mean he was not active in the combat.
You have your options.
Fine. We shall reconvene.
When do you need an answer by?
I can stall till this evening, I think.
Well, if we're having to resign, you won't need the report, will you?
We will need the report for the incident, yes.
Okay.
And as I say, I do sympathise.
You do realise that given our powers, if we weren't to join CCP, we'd find it very hard to sit by while the Thule remain a threat.
I do. That's why I pointed out what would probably happen if you weren't vigilante.
Yeah.
Remember, there's... I'm not generally a woman of politics, but... Unless there is an all-out war again, which you could argue that the last attack was like, without an ongoing aggressor in our face, you can see the city is already falling back into a normal pattern. It's just not going to wash, I don't think. And to be honest, I think, from what I know of them, the CCCP would be a better fit for you. They are, let me say... somewhat more direct than Echo tend to be.
Less rules bound.
Oh, they are still bound by the laws of the United States. And
I didn't say law bound, I said rules
and,
bound.
And the charter.
What's the difference?
But they are being offered some, at least lesser form of diplomatic immunity.
Right. Well, we need to go off, discuss, and... bring back a partial report for you.
Do, and remember, most of these options make me complicit. I am not doing this lightly.
Yes, I understand that.
And if you choose most of these options, you will still always have someone in Echo you can talk to.
What, Ephemera?
Well, I'm sure Ephemera, sorry. But what I'm saying is
I'm just pulling your leg. Well, I appreciate you being candid and seeing our point of view, Ramon.
As I say, every officer who's ever been on the beat and lost a partner knows the temptation.
But what you should recognise is that we didn't kill him. as a form of execution. We killed him to eliminate a threat, which was very real. And it was a split-second decision, so...
I do understand that. That's why you are being given options. If I thought you killed him out of cold blood, you would have been arrested when you walked on the campus.
All right. Well,
so shall we say...
Thank you, Ramona. Yeah, you'll hear from us again at 6 p.m.
Back to Cigar City then, chaps.
Well, I think we should go back to the cloud.
Where?
The Calibre Cloud Castle.
So, where are CCP based in the States?
Little Moscow.
You know they're based in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Just roll me a streetwise bullet.
Yes.
How much did you make that by?
7.
Yeah, so, sorry, I don't have the address at hand. I didn't think we'd get to that, but... But yeah, they're quite central to Atlanta. Yeah, they're in the you know, sort of the main city proper. They're just outside of one of the destruction corridors. You know exactly where they are. In fact, taken over, not a block, but a building unit is, but it used to be multiple buildings, but part of it is an old fire station and there used to be a restaurant. So it's quite a big building, but you also know that there's not many of them. Apart from the ones you met, there's only one other called Soviet.
What do we know of Soviet?
She seems to be their medic.
Right.
Can you just roll me a perception?
Just.
So yeah, you see, as you're sort of running this through your head, it suddenly clicks that the that cover of Harper's, although they all had Echo scrubs on, they all had, you know, the Echo symbol, which is like a little air elemental symbol. But one of them had a gold star, which is the logo of the CCCP.
Oh, working together.
Well, they did say to come and work with them, didn't she?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll take them up on the offer.
We're going to need a new van.
Got the muscle car.
I don't know. Have you seen the state of the CCP vans?
Yeah. It's not looking good.
Yeah, you made your streetwise by a lot, didn't you?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's definitely that. For at least from what you've learned, from the streets, that is their full head count. There's building work going off at their headquarters. You know, the word on the street is you don't want to mess with them. They're a bit fucking full on.
Our kind of people.
It sounds like our kind of people. Yeah.
The spread a bit. You know, there's not many of them, and they don't seem to have a lot of finances or whatever. As you saw, you know, Untermensch just had a flak jacket on, you know, as protection. They've also, all this building work's going on, but they've opened up a bit of a soup kitchen as well, where they're, people are coming in and they're giving them a bit of a preach about the, you know, communism and, you know.
The socialist values of the proletariat.
But they do seem to be quite active in the actively, you know, policing the community around where they are, and, you know, dealing with minor crime, that sort of thing. And they're in one of the poorer areas, so they seem to be filling in where the police just, you know, are too stretched to police.
Okay, should we go and put our heads together?
Yeah, let's do it. All right, Ramona, thank you very much. I do appreciate it. We will see you later.
So on the way back, I'll fill them in about what I know about the CCCP. And say, what do you think? I mean, do you want to join another organisation? Do you want to go and live a quiet life? Do you, Shockwave, want to go back to Japan?
So, we either go rogue.
Let's go rogue.
Which? Yeah.
No.
You don't want Echo on our backs. They would make a point of coming down on us.
Well, until it became embarrassing for them.
But we also want to keep ties with Echo, and we've got friends and family that are still part of Echo.
Fair enough.
So we have to keep them sweet, and of course we still want to get Bastion back.
Well, I think that might be a lost cause, but...
What?
No, she might not be able to change. She might not be able to change back now.
I wonder if Vicky would be willing to moonlight.
Well, hang on, let's think about this.
Vicky doesn't work for Echo.
No, and she brought the CCP in.
Yeah.
So she's got ties.
Vicky is an Echo operative.
She is now. She wasn't, though.
Oh, right, yeah. Bastard. That was our doing, weren't it?
Yeah, but she brought the CCP to us.
That's right.
So, something's not right quite. She must have known them already.
And if Echo are okay with the CCCP...
Can you just still roll me... I guess perception is probably the most appropriate thing.
On it.
Made it by 2.
Yeah, as long as you made it, that's cool.
It's a giant bee!
Giant bee!
Oh my god!
You're busily... Shockwave's busy
You're discussing
busy
this as you walk back to the van. Shockwave walks into a lamppost. Because he rolled natural 18 on 3d6.
Yay!
He knocks it over, like, it doesn't hurt him, but just feels stupid. Yeah, apart from Shockwave, you remember that the CCCP were obviously wired up to Vicky as well.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah, do you remember Shockwave?
Oh, me head.
You all right?
Yeah, I just walked into a lamppost.
Stop lagging behind. You're gonna pick that up.
Go on, carry on.
Ruin the feng shui.
So, I think that is our easiest option at the moment, isn't it?
We can
speak to them, see how we can partner with the CCCP. That keeps Echo off our backs.
I think Ramona will still be using us.
If that happens, it's just Echo under a different name, then, isn't it?
Yeah.
As long as we can carry on getting rid of the scum of the of the world, then I don't care where I am based.
I mean, it'd be a relief not to have to answer to Yankee Pride.
Indeed. Let's go and see what.
Do you want to speak? You want to talk it over with Ephemera?
Well, yeah. Let's go back. Let's go back home.
To the castle.
The cloud.
Okay, so you're heading back to the castle in the clouds.
The cloud castle.
Ah, you've always got to push. Always got to push. Just wrong perception.
Yep.
3.
Maybe. Do you want mine? Do you need mine?
Yeah, no, not really, I suppose, to be fair.
Good, because I can't reach the computer.
So yeah, as you
sitting on the settee.
In the bath.
It's got a really long cable on this headset, and I'm sitting on the settee.
Sinkhole opened up underneath you.
No, I just got my arse up.
So yeah, as you pull into the drive in front of the Cloud Castle or Castle Cloud or whatever we're calling it.
Hi, Castle.
You notice there's already another Echo vehicle there. It's not a van, it's just one of the smaller cars.
Okay, let the tyres down.
Get a bit territorial.
Maybe that's a goodbye present.
They don't know we're going yet. Is the vehicle occupied?
It's got strings with cans on the end tied behind it, and in shaving foam on the back window it says "just fucked over." So yeah, you clock the other Echo vehicle Maybe Ephemera has one, but there's one too many there. I take it, what, are you going?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is empty, isn't it?
Yeah, the vehicle's empty.
Yeah, we'll go in to our appropriated house. So,
yeah, you go in and hear voices from the kitchen Listen. Area. Yeah, just roll me a perception.
Yep.
Yep.
How much did you make
it
by?
Four.
Four.
And two.
Do you hear female voices in conversation? Yeah, it's just chit-chat.
Well, maybe it's Vicky come to pay a visit. Doesn't make sense, but...
No.
So what's her name, Blue?
Bellatrix Blue.
That's it.
Well, let's see.
Let's go into the kitchen.
Nobody fucking move!
One of the voices is a voice, you know. One's obviously Marguerite, sort of... No, sorry, one's Ephemera. You don't recognise the other voice initially. But yeah, as you go through, you see Marguerite's bustling about you, doing maidy-like things. and yeah, sort of sat together is you see Ephemera chatting with you're like psychic with the blue-skinned, blue-haired woman, which is, yeah, and you recognise is Belladonna Blue. And they're just sort of chatting over the breakfast bar or whatever.
No, cover girl.
Hello. Haven't seen you since Vicky V's.
Oh, no. obviously, Ephemera was trying to help Vicky initially, and I've taken over that role, if you like. So we were just...
Yeah.
I came for a bit of advice. She obviously has abilities that's slightly different to mine. Yes, it's nice to see you.
Is that the only reason for your visit?
So are you you've seen the Harpers already?
Yeah.
The GM. The tone on her face darkens a little. she doesn't look flustered. Do you know what I mean? She's No, I shouldn't ask. I think it turned out well.
What did we think? Was you going to ask?
Well, you know,
get me a doctor.
Well, or nurse.
The Ephemera article looks at you quizzically because she obviously knows nothing about this. And what is your intention with that comment, Stralis?
Just being flippant.
All right, okay, fair enough.
Just making the conversation light.
Yeah, the article seemed more sympathetic than the cover.
Yeah, they although the frippery of the cover is and the photos inside, the journalists were, to be fair, very good. And interestingly enough, a few of us have been offered work.
I can imagine.
I for one am. Well, you can only keep this life up so long. I think I'm going to take it. Although Pride will be pissed off.
Good.
Definitely do it.
Good.
So, from speaking to Vicky, and obviously we met at Vicky's, you've had interactions with her since I was at the apartment, haven't you? I believe.
Yes, we have.
And she turns to her family and she says, there's a few questions I would like to ask your housemates. if that's all right. And obviously, I don't know, patient confidentiality, if you like. And yeah, Ephemera says, oh, yeah, that's fine. I need to get to work anyway. Comes over, gives you a peck on the cheek, Stras, you know, the morning ritual. And and off she shoots to her day job at Echo.
Ephemera.
Yes.
A moment, I'll follow her out. I'll walk you to your car.
Oh, thank you, Bullet.
And when we get out of earshot, I'll just say, maybe, you know, come home for lunch, because Stratus needs to tell you something.
Get something off his chest.
Like, I sense there was something wrong.
Yeah, it's about the team, so...
Yeah, I haven't seen Bastion. Because she was... That's my mistake as the GM. I forgot Bastion was staying at the house as well, isn't she?
We'll fill you in when, when we haven't got company.
Okay, how concerned are you about this conversation, Bulla?
How concerned? I think Ephemera should know.
Yeah, I know, but unfortunately she's picking up on your emotions.
I'm not concerned. I'm not concerned, but I think you're not stressed.
I think
she needs to speak to Stratus. Like that, yeah. Stratus needs to, needs to let Ephemera know the situation. And but I'm not worried about Ephemera's reaction or anything. That's between them. I'm just saying.
You've got no sort of massively overriding.
Yeah, I'm not angst ridden or anything.
Fair enough. Yeah, she tries to suppress her abilities apart from when she needs them. But if you've got strong emotions, she'll pick up on them. So yeah,
I suppose if she feels anything, it's resignation. I've got a feeling of resignation about the matter. So
she says, yes, thank you, Bullet. I noticed three of you have been a little bit more somber than usual this morning and when you came in last night. Stratus wasn't his usual flippant self, and, Shockwave, sometimes a little bit hard to tell, but,
Well, don't worry yourself, but, changes afoot.
So. Tell Marguerite that I'll pick something up. I'll pick something up for her as well. We're living in her house, and she's waiting on us like she's our servant.
Just tell her. I'll go and give her a hand now.
Okay. And thank you, Bullet.
No, don't mention it.
So yeah, while Bullet's walking her to a car, yeah, Belladonna says, so Vicky's as wide your up, hasn't she? It's amazing the difference in her personality when she feels safe. Do you not think?
Yes. Well, yeah, I'm not there.
Well, where have you gone, Stratus?
Oh, I thought she was talking to Bullet.
No, this is Belladonna Blue says. She says, that's what I want to bring out in Vicky. That is the person she is. She's just been through a lot. But that's not what I really want to talk about, but we need to wait for Bullet to return.
Okay.
But you like the photos?
I've seen worse.
Yes, Ironhorn was a challenge. You've worked with her before, haven't you?
Yes, sober. That's one word that comes to mind.
Yes, she's interesting. Not sober under pressure. Then if you remember, she got quite flappy when someone went down. And has some interesting abilities.
Well, she's definitely helped us.
Oh, she's a good person at heart, yes.
You seem to be alluding to something.
Oh, no, I'm just killing time until Bullet comes back.
Bullet, get your arse in here!
Did I hear Ironhorn mentioned good taste in fast food?
I can't see Ironhorn eating fast food.
Burrito
Believe
queen.
Me.
Girls, too uptight.
She likes a burrito.
She can let her hair down.
The amount of effort it took me to get her into that bikini was unbelievable. Because you only looked at the cover, remember?
Yeah.
Must girl get a copy of that. Queen.
Well, of course, I. Who knows? I could always sign it for you. It might be worth something one day. And she winks at you, Shockwave.
Ignore it.
Okay, and Marguerite has sort of disappeared.
I'll just one second. I'll go and tell Marguerite that Ephemera is going to pick something up for her, and to let us know if she needs a hand with anything around the house.
Oh, okay. So yeah, while you go off and do that, Belladonna says to you two, she sort of says, what do you think to Vicky's little setup?
It's very, very beneficial.
Yeah, it is incredible. And I'm not sure that she wouldn't have... Sometimes when the obvious is staring you in the face, you don't see it, and she credits that to you, Stras. Or your team, anyway. Oh, something you said to her when you first visited her made her realise that she could use her talents
without leaving the house.
Yeah, even though Pride has insisted she take some active part in the field, this is her attempt to not have to enter the field at all.
Yeah. Yes. Well, Pride can be a bit sanctimonious.
Oh, my feelings entirely.
And look how Vicky has helped us in our last exploit, and all from the comfort of her own home. Why would she need to be taken out of that so that she feels rotten?
If you
doesn't make sense.
If she invites you to her apartment again, I can, you obviously have an interest in... Yeah, she points at your glasses, technology. You should ask her to see her rig. It's quite impressive.
Well, if I ever do get invited into the sanctum, I will ask her. I imagine it is.
Well, she told me she spent every penny she has on it.
Oh. I see.
And Q-Bullet, I guess. It's just our bullet. Take a seat. I need more than one female voice by just dropping my tone by an octave, don't I?
Yes, you do!
She says, this is a little presumptuous, but you, I believe, need to join. How do I say this?
CCP?
Someone I know recommends that you join the CCCP. They've told me that you may be facing a difficult challenge at the moment, and they have asked me to stress to you the benefits of Nat's setup.
Why me especially?
Well, not you. You as a team. She's limited in what she can say, but she says this is not over yet, and that you three, shouldn't be dismissed from the fight yet. I know I'm being cryptic, but the reason I'm delivering this message is because they can't, so therefore I have to shroud it in a certain amount of secrecy, I suppose. But yes, they said you're faced with a difficult challenge, and there are numerous paths you can take, and the CCCP is where you should go. Nat is as a small team, you could do with the benefits that they can offer you.
Well, thank you for your advice. We were sort of getting to that conclusion ourselves.
Oh, good. Good. And hopefully I won't have to be this cryptic anymore, and hopefully we'll also get to know each other better, because the CCCP are meant to be working with Echo and vice versa. I think I'm the most active operative working with the CCCP at the moment, because Alex seems to have forgotten about them, to be generous.
I see.
So you're...
Any reason for that?
All I know is he is keeping things back from them.
Okay.
I don't know any more. But I know the source is accurate.
You're a sort of liaison then between
Can you just roll me perceptions? Bullet, can you roll me streetwise rather than perception if it's higher than your perception?
Made it by 2.
Made it by 5.
Wow. See, Estratus, you might have picked up on it, maybe, but Bullet definitely would have. And...
Oh, no. Sorry, talking rubbish. Made it by 2. My apologies.
Made it by 2. Shortwave?
Yeah, I'm just going to get up. Old man grunt.
Wow!
Oh, made it by 6.
You made it by 6?
Yeah.
What a grunt.
Shockwave, yeah.
It's an atomic
Shockwave
bee.
Shockwave is like the silent, silent killer, isn't he? He snaps out of the bag all the time. So you two would have noticed, but probably wouldn't have realised until Shockwave sort of pipes up, maybe now or maybe in the past, that, yeah, Alex Tesley, you know, is the CEO of Echo, and... Although, you know, he's not rubbing palms all the time and all that. You know, you see him around the campus. He's active on the campus. But since the attack, he's become noticeably less... Well, certainly to Shockwave. You know, you've seen him a lot less. And when you do see him, instead of, you know, he's always been quite a debonair dresser. You know, he has this, you know... He's obviously quite a man who looks after himself. And as time has gone on, he's become more dishevelled and less seen about the campus.
Do you think this is his secondary group?
Not sure. I don't think so.
What are you vocalising that?
Yeah, we'll do.
So Belladonna says the CCCP are definitely a separate organisation. You know, Red Savior is a communist through and through. As are they all, but despite her age, Nat is of the old guard. If she could bring back the gulags, and she would be happy. But although I don't agree with all her philosophies. She's well-meaning at heart.
Yeah.
Just a little... Well, how do you say it? When you have a hammer.
Hammer in the morning.
When you have only have a hammer, you know, everything is...
If I had a hammer...
Think on it, but if you decide not to, let me know. I would like to convince you otherwise. I have it on very good authority. You could say the highest authority that is where you need to be.
What, from God?
I thought you were an atheist.
What, me or Stratus?
Stratus.
I am.
I have said as much as I can. You interpret that how you wish.
Okay.
Well, we appreciate you coming over. Well, okay. I do.
But it would be, if you go there, it would be, as I say, I spend quite a bit of time at the CCCP. I've become almost their unofficial liaison with Echo, so it'd be nice to get to know you better. And
okay.
Well, we could almost be brother and sister, Stratus.
We could indeed.
I don't know, is the rest of you blue, Stratus?
I'm all blue.
So am I.
I should see his bikini lines.
Got no hair.
Well, if it's up, the, if it will up the sails, then you can certainly see mine.
Fuck's sake!
She winks at you again. She said, "I'm sorry. I can't help but goad you a little, Shockwave."
Yes. We don't find that kind of thing decent in Japan.
He has eyes only for bonsai.
Yeah. And sake.
Anyway, I shall take my leave.
Yes, thank you very much. We'll no doubt speak soon.
And although it was a slight ruse, genuinely, when you're dealing with Vicky... anything comes to mind, please do let me know. She is a strong woman in so many ways, but anything I can do to help heal her would be a bonus. You know, she is not just my patient, she is my friend.
Okay. We'll bear that in mind.
Thank you. And with that, I'll go, she says with a flourish. Off she flounces.
Bye.
So, I guess you've got what in game time is the day to make your decision.
Well, what do you think, guys?
I think you should speak to Ephemera.
Oh yeah, I'm going to do that, but I don't think we've got much options really, have we?
No,
it seems quite appealing. I'd be willing to go vigilante, but I think we should stick together.
I think we should go down the CCCP route, see how that pans out. We can always go vigilante after that.
Yeah, and just from your experience at Echo, I mean, you've sort of been there, what, a year and a half, roughly, ballpark. You would know that, you know, they do stamp on vigilantes quite heavily.
They can try.
Yeah, purely because of, you know, you would be somewhat sensitive, you know, to the politics of it. The general public is fickle, and, you know, you are, you know, even a Mac 1 who is, you know, compared to you is pretty weak, can still do things that are amazing to a normal human, and, you know, there's just that fear of the, you know, they're not one of us and all that. So, you know, it's quite a sensitive issue, and they will go after a vigilante, no matter how good they are, because it's, you know, that power thing, you know, someone just running amok, whereas the, you know, the charter, you know, limits your use of lethal force and your abilities and all that, which Echo stick to very strictly, you know, is that barrier that, you know, keeps the, you know, non-meta humans comfortable in the fact that the metas aren't going to go mad and take over the world or become judge, jury and executioner either.
Yeah, well, you know, just because Echo is a recognised organisation, they think they can set the bar for everyone else. There's nothing to stop us setting up our own organisation. We don't need Echo's blessing for that.
Oh no, not at all. I was just sort of stressing the fact that you know, from your experience, you would know that they walk after a vigilante really hard.
Yeah, they can. Yeah, but you know, they can't. We claim they were trying to put the opposition out of business.
No, they don't go. You do know they don't go after Black Snake. And Black Snake is another organisation. It's not a metahuman organisation, but it has metahumans in it.
Yeah, so you know, there's other options. I'm fed up with Echo's fucking, you know, flagpole up the arse. You know, sort of. Bullshit.
I think I missed that bit. What training session was that?
That's why they're so stiff-necked. And you're quite stiff-necked, so you probably wouldn't even notice.
They can try.
So, do you want to make your decision about what you're doing before Ephemera comes back?
We've made our decision.
Well, the decision's pretty much made,
okay,
isn't
so,
it?
Yeah, lunch sort but, of time comes then.
Yeah, so we'll wait for it to come back.
And
anyway.
Ephemera comes back with...
burritos.
Yeah. Burrito, a selection of burritos and bagels and...
And hobnobs for dessert.
Hobnob cheesecake.
Oh, yeah, fucking now you're talking.
With snowball on the top.
She brings two. One's lemon and one's orange.
One's avocado.
That's just a step too far.
aren't you having one Ephemera?
Yeah, so she, you know, she arrives and, you know, goes through the routine of putting everything out, saying hello to everyone. She invites Marguerite to the table because she's brought her lunch as well.
Got you some of your local cuisine.
What, pizza?
Burrito. Got that.
She's from New York.
It's going to be a really nice surprise, isn't it?
So through your link, you get the general feeling, Strauss, that, you know, sort of Ephemera sort of says, you know, Bullet says we need to talk. Do you want Marguerite to be party or not?
She can hear. We're all part of the same family in this house.
Yeah, yes. And this affects Marguerite as well.
Yeah.
So, so you send that through the link, you know, that affecting ephemera looks at you and says, so, Stratus, I think there's something we need to discuss.
Indeed.
Oh, no.
There is.
Do I need to get a hat?
Which is comes out of the blue for everyone else sat at the table, bear in mind.
Yes. I think we'll be severing our ties with Echo. Not yourself. Me, Shockwave and Bullet.
She looks genuinely shocked. You know, she's picked up there's something wrong, but... Why?
Well, in our last actions against Schwarzer Ritter, we sort of overstepped what would be deemed the moral mark by the average man in the street. That's what we're being told. However, we have actually done what we thought was right. Unfortunately, we did kill Schwarzer Ritter.
Just roll me a seduction.
Ooh, she find it seductive.
Yeah.
I'd say such a badly named, or at least our modern use of seduction is.
Yeah.
Seduction is interpersonal.
Ooh, I like it when you talk murder. Seduction, that's 11.
So you failed.
But
what do you mean by it? What do you mean by overstep the mark?
So, well,
how much did you fail it by?
Explain everything. 3.
Okay.
So, Schwarzer Ritter, Bastion, Shockwave, all the mental coercion going off. It ended up with us all in the back of the van. Bastion was taken over by Schwarzer Ritter's long-lost love and turned into Chantel. We had Schwarzer Ritter trussed up, basically, in the back of the van. But due to the way Chantel could imbue powers into people... And the fact that we thought that she might be drawing power from him as well, we neutralised him. And then she disappeared.
Okay.
It was something that we thought we needed to do at that time.
So, both the women at the table who aren't party to this sort of go a little pale. Ephemera looks you straight in the eye, and then looks... Shockwave and Bullet straight in the eye and says, will you allow me to read you?
Yeah.
You don't even have to ask me.
So, she pauses for a moment, nods, says, I'm sorry for doubting you, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Marguerite's still looking quite shocked.
Marguerite, I have to stress that it wasn't done lightly, but this person was a danger to people everywhere.
Children.
And also a danger to the team. At the very least, were he to escape, then other innocent people would already be suffering as a result. So,
just roll me seduction.
As a Shockwave tried to interject there, he was a danger to children.
Clutching me so.
Jimmy Ritter.
Jimmy Ritter.
Seduction.